A young clergyman straight out of seminary thought it would help his career if he took a job as a policeman for several months. So, he entered the academy, he passed the physical exam, and then the oral examination ascertained his alertness of mind and his ability to act quickly on his feet and wisely in an emergency. Among the other questions he was asked in that examination was, what would you do to disperse a frenzied crowd? Well, he thought for a moment and then said, I'd take up a collection. Well, okay, this is our in-gathering Sunday. But rather than asking the ushers to take up a collection right now, and rather than talking a lot about money this morning, I thought I'd share a couple things with you. One is a poem, and the other is a story. Just as our stewardship committee has asked us to focus on how we are rich in love, which is part of our core values and core to our mission statement, the statement about who we are, but really, perhaps more importantly, who we long to become as a parish, I thought I'd offer you these two things as we gather together. And we gather together today to also welcome Maxine into the life of this community, into the Christian faith, just as we also prepare to offer up our pledges on this altar for the coming year as an expression of our faith, as an expression of our love. So, the poem. The poem is called Stewardship. It was written by Sylvia Gwynn Gammons, and it goes like this. Stewardship knows the precious. Grand ideas, sweet smiles, and whispers. Our own creational bonding, our care of the temple, our preservation of the faith through nurturing babies and calling forth leaders. In the promise of baptism, in the presence of the Spirit, through worship, through work, committee, and class. In the name of our Christ, in God's recreation. Stewardship is sharing the quality of our time. Dreams, equations, length of each day, living with revolutionary patience while feeling the tick-tock of eternity. Recognizing the pragmatic necessity of calendars while finding the serendipitous moments of prayer. Respecting God's economy in the simple things. Dancing with ardor. Thinking with order. Lifting the gift of fullness and time while acknowledging the number of our days. Serving with thank you lives. Stewardship is the offering of the first fruits to God, sharing hard-earned remuneration of time and talent, dividing the work of our hands with the fullness of our hearts, celebrating money and power as sacred opportunity, tithing our privilege of property in modest gratitude, responding from deep wells tender mercies and tall barns of undeserved treasures. Stewardship is learned on laps, early sense, discovered without lecture, for that deemed precious needs no words. Modeled as family goals, giving as inherently good, our legacy of generosity, humble, portraying stewardship as managing wisely another's household. Heard as tithe, percentage, offering, and pledge. Remembered as bottles of pennies and cardboard church boxes. Yesterday's seeds blooming into tomorrow's generous hearts and reseeding all that they touch. Stewardship is the worship in the midst of the beauty of holiness, confessing the pollutant evil of greed, proclaiming the mystery of God's emerging universe, the gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ, responding with an appropriate rendering unto the Lord, sacrificing, praying, discovering spirituality as a fragrant offering from a generous heart. That's the poem. Now the story. It's an old Jewish parable told by rabbis in the Romance age in Eastern Europe, of rabbinic storytelling. Long ago, in the land of Israel, there lived two brothers. The older one was a bachelor, the younger was married, and had many children. They were both very poor, but they owned a small piece of land. Each year, they divided the harvest of that land equally. Well, one night at the end of the harvest, the older brother couldn't sleep. He lay awake with his eyes burning holes in the ceilings, wondering to himself, why am I so troubled? And then he thought, it is not fair that my brother and I share the harvest equally. After all, I'm a bachelor. My needs are few. My younger brother has a wife and children. His needs are greater than mine. What shall I do? I know. I will give him the larger share of the harvest so that he and his family may have plenty to eat. So the older brother slipped out into the night. He went to his pile of grain and took a measure of it in his cloak. And quickly he stole across the field and added it to his brother's share of the harvest. And then he returned to bed. That same night, the younger brother could not sleep. He lay awake with his eyes burning holes in the ceiling, wondering to himself, why am I troubled? He thought, it is not fair that my brother and I receive the harvest equally. After all, I have a wife and children. When my wife and I grow old, our children will take care of us. But who will care for my brother? What shall I do? I know. I will give him a larger share of the harvest. Then he can sell some of it and have money to save for his old age. So the younger brother slipped out into the night. He went to his pile of grain, took a measure of it in his cloak, and quickly stole across the field, adding it to his brother's share. And then he returned to bed. In the morning, each brother was amazed to find his share of the harvest undiminished. The next night, each brother again slipped out to add to his brother's share of the harvest from a portion of his own. And the next morning, each again was amazed to find his share of the harvest undiminished. And this went on many, many nights. And then, the two brothers met one night in the middle of the field. Immediately, they recognized what the other had been doing. They dropped their bundles and embraced with great and tender brotherly love. It is said that God was watching while all of this was occurring. And God said, "This land is blessed and holy from now on because of the great love of those two brothers." It is also said that this is the place where Solomon built his temple as a sign for all the nations that that would be a place that was rich in loving and rich in giving. My friends, Emmanuel is indeed a place that's rich in love and rich in giving. Like that temple, this is the rock where we are rich in love. This is the temple where our faith and our generosity and our love is expressed. This is the place where the mysteries of God's emerging universe can be made known to not only us and our children, but the world that we encounter. May the gifts you offer this day at this altar be filled with the spirit of stewardship. Amen.